Back in 1893, Pierre Janet, the first great explorer of trauma, wrote about the pleasure of completed action. And I regularly observe that pleasure when I practice sensory-motor psychotherapy and somatic experiencing. When patients can physically experience what it would have felt like to fight back or run away, they relax, smile, and express a sense of completion. When people are forced to submit to overwhelming power, as is true for most abused children, women trapped in domestic violence, and incarcerated men and women, they often survive with resigned compliance. The best way to overcome ingrained patterns of submission is to restore a physical capacity to engage and defend. One of my favorite body-oriented ways to build effective fight-flight responses is our local impact center's model mugging program, in which women, and increasingly men, are taught to actively fight off a simulated attack. The program started in Oakland, California in 1971, after a woman with a fifth-degree black belt in karate was raped. Wondering how this could have happened to someone who supposedly could kill with her bare hands, her friends concluded that she had become de-skilled by fear. In the terms of this book, her executive functions, her frontal lobes, went offline, and she froze. The model mugging program teaches women to recondition the freeze response through many repetitions of being placed in the zero hour, a military term, for the precise moment of an attack, and learning to transform fear into positive fighting energy. One of my patients, a college student with a history of unrelenting child abuse, took the course. When I first met her, she was collapsed, depressed, and overly compliant. 3 months later, during her graduation ceremony, she successfully fought off a gigantic male attacker who ended up lying cringing on the floor, shielded from her blows by a thick protective suit, while she faced him, arms raised in a karate stance, calmly and clearly yelling no. Not long afterward, she was walking home from the library after midnight when 3 men jumped out of some bushes, yelling, "Bitch, give us your money." She later told me that she took that same karate stance and yelled back, "Okay, guys, I've been looking forward to this moment. Who wants to take me on first?" They ran away. If you're hunched over and too afraid to look around, you are easy prey to other people's sadism. But when you walk around projecting the message, "Don't mess with me," you're not likely to be bothered.